Welcome to Ag Matters, covering the positive agriculture stories from across Alaska with your host, Amy Pettit of the Alaska Farmland Trust.
Good morning, Kelly. Are you there?
This is Kelly.
Oh, yay! All right, we had a few glitches on our end. I apologize for that, but thank you so much for joining me this morning on Ag Matters Radio.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. So I love to start the show with some background information about my guests, their connection to Alaska and Alaskan agriculture. So, Kelly, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a born and raised Alaskan. Grew up in Fairbanks. Didn't grow up on a farm, but grew up with horses and in 4-H and things like that. And when I graduated from college, me and my husband moved out to the farm on Allison Farm Road with my mom and dad and my sister and her husband. We all kind of live here on the farm, and decided to start a farm distillery a few years back, and that's where we are today.
Okay. So the farm that you live on with your mom and dad and sister, how long has it been in operation there in North Pole?
So my dad retired from the state of Alaska in about 2000, and that's when he purchased the farm. And everybody kind of just migrated out to the farm afterwards. So almost 20 years now.
Okay. And how big of an operation is it?
Well, he has 300 acres, but not all of that is farmable. So I don't know. I think he guesstimates maybe around 100, 150 acres that he's farming.
Okay. So, and now you have an operating distillery. So tell us about that. What inspired you guys to start making the...
So a fellow distiller of ours here in Fairbanks kind of sparked our creativity, our inspiration for this. Rob Borland out of Ursa Major, he took some of our grain and made a special Davies Farms vodka, and it's a fabulous vodka. And my husband and my dad went out and looked at his operation and saw that he had hand built all of his stills and equipment, and he didn't really want to buy our grain. He already had a grain source. And it's like, you know what? Why don't we do this? We have all this grain, and we have an engineer on staff and a farmer. And, yeah, so we just jumped right in and started our own.
Okay. So prior to the still idea, the farm was just producing what?
It was just producing grain, so lots of feed barley,
Okay. And
we have a couple fields of hay, these are just for our horses, and then the native Alaskan grass seeds for the reclamation projects.
Yeah.
And I think that's it. So grains like barley, wheat, and rye, and yeah.
So how long ago was it when you had this idea to start Arctic Harvest Distillery?
Quite a while ago. We started in 2014 and had this grand idea that it would be up and running in just a few months or a year. And we quickly realized that wouldn't be the case. We did build our own facility right here on the farm. And that took a good amount of time to get that built, and then we built all of our own equipment inside too. So 2014, and then we opened up in April of 2017 was when we did our first debut spirits.
Okay. And so you have a tasting room there on the farm?
We do. Yeah, we have a tasting room. It's overlooking the field. We have some Alaskan-grown cocktails that we are serving, and yeah, people can come out and try our whiskey.
Okay, and that was going to be my next question. What all are you producing there at the distillery?
Well, we started out with a Solstice Shine Moonshine Whiskey, and that's an unaged white whiskey. And then we have that in barrels, and after it comes out of the barrel, for about 4 months is what we're going with right now, it turns into our Moonlit Winter Malt Whiskey. And that time in the barrel gives it the copper color and transforms the spirit. And then our other spirit that we are working on right now is called AK Northern Light Whiskey. And that's a light whiskey, which is a whiskey that's distilled to a higher percentage than a traditional whiskey. So it comes off the still between 80% and 95% alcohol by volume.
Okay.
And when it comes off the still at such a high percentage, it really cleans up the spirit, gets rid of some more of that whiskey flavor. It's not quite a vodka. Vodka has to come off the still at 95% and above. So it's not as clean tasting as a vodka, but it's a little less flavorful than a traditional whiskey. So that one goes into a used oak barrel, the same barrels that we're using for our malt whiskey. And when it comes out, it's lighter in color and lighter in flavor. So it's not a diet whiskey, but it's just a less flavorful whiskey.
Okay. And so, Kelly, if a person wanted to come and imbibe, how can we find you? When are you open?
First of all, don't use Google Maps.
Okay.
Google Maps says that they know where we are and that we're in the right location, but it takes you to a terrible spot.
Is it like out in the middle of the farm somewhere?
Well, no, it takes you to a road that doesn't exist and it's just kind of a dead end. Yeah.
Perfect.
It's terrible. We've got to fix that problem. But if you take Eielson Farm Road, which is at the intersection of Moose Creek, just outside of North Pole, so you take Eielson Farm Road and you go 5.8 miles down Eielson Farm Road, and we're on the right-hand side of the road.
Okay.
We're only open on Saturdays for our tasting rooms.
Okay.
And we're seeing 3 to 6 right now. Just Saturdays is our production day. So
you anticipate being open all winter?
We do. Okay. Yeah, we'll be producing all winter long. Our tasting room won't be as fun in the winter, I don't think, because it's we've got this nice, large outdoor space, and in the middle of winter, it's not as pleasant to be outside at, 40 below.
Yeah.
but we will have our tasting room. Our small tasting room will be open throughout the winter. And
sounds like a reason to go to North Pole. I mean, it's that time of year anyways when more people get up there. So add that to your trip. Saturdays from 3 to 6, swing out to the tasting room. If folks want to learn more, Kelly, tell us about your website presence and your social media, et cetera. How can they find you?
Sure. So our website is akgrownspirits.com, and that's also our Facebook name, too, AK Grown Spirits. We would love to do private tours. So if the 3 to 6 on Saturday doesn't work, just give me a call. I'm at 460-1414. And that's 907 area code. And we'll do a private tour. We all live right here around the distillery on the farm. So it's very easy to set up.
Very good. Well, I want to interrupt you for just a second, Kelly, to remind folks that you're listening to Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit. And this morning, my guest is Kelly from Arctic Harvest Distillery up in North Pole. And we were talking about their farm to bottle whiskey. Can we say that?
Sure. Yeah.
So I assume you're only using grains from there on your own property, or are you sourcing from other growers?
At this point, no. We're only using the grain that we are growing here on the farm. One of the reasons we started this business was because we had a large stock of grain that's just kind of sitting there, not doing anything. So what we started malting the grain. So we have a traditional floor malting process that we're using where we steep the grain in water, and that just stimulates the growing process. And once that grain has grown to the right conversion where we're looking for, we throw it onto the floor. We have a zone that we use to heat that grain up at that point so that it will stop growing, and then we can use those enzymes for our distilling process.
Okay.
So yes, all the grain is our grain that we grow on the farm. And the grain bill that we're using right now is a combination of our malted barley. And right now we're using a Sunshine Hullis barley.
Okay.
And then wheat and rye. So all of our three spirits have the same grain bill at the moment.
Okay.
We're looking to maybe play around and maybe making a rye whiskey or a wheat whiskey in the future, too.
Yeah. So I'm just curious. It sounds like a pretty technical process, and I'm sure that, you know, you can probably go to school to learn more. I'm wondering how you guys have learned so much about this. Did you go outside and visit other distilleries, or was Rob just the big inspiration and the help in figuring out the process?
That's a good question. I always tell people that my husband learned how to do this on YouTube videos.
But yay, for the internet.
All of it. Yeah, we read books and the internet, and then Rob Borland and visiting other distilleries. We did go to one class down in Spokane, Washington, called Distillery University. But
okay.
that was just a weekend-long course, so... You can't learn everything from 2 days, right?
Yeah, yeah. And so
research.
I'm curious also, are your spirits only available at the tasting room, or are you out in retail locations?
We're out in retail locations, yeah. So we're actually down in Anchorage, in your area.
Really?
So La Bodega
in
Anchorage has some of our spirits. And then the Anchorage Airport is carrying our spirits, too. That's Silver Gulch.
Oh, yeah.
Brewing. But then up in Fairbanks, we were in a few stores up here, too. Lots of, small liquor stores have been very helpful to us, like Salsa Store and Gold Hill and the Liquor Well. And they were very easy to get our spirits into and very helpful. But then we also have our spirits in Gavora's. All the Gavoras, like China Gas and Mr. Gas.
Yeah.
And then Brown Jug. Brown Jug has our spirits, too.
Very good. And are any bars or restaurants utilizing your product yet?
A couple, yeah. Lavelle's, downtown Fairbanks,
Perfect.
Has ours. And there's one other, Ivory Jack's.
Okay.
Ivory Jack's has our product, too.
Very good.
I hope I'm not forgetting anyone.
Oh, yeah, no, kind of an unfair question. But, yeah, that's great, though, to hear that the community has embraced the product and that you're getting out into retail locations, et cetera. I'm actually going to be in Anchorage today, and now I just added another stop to my list of things.
Excellent.
I have to do. Yeah.
Thank you. Well, I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, well, and I have Director Keyes, Arthur Keyes, he had mentioned that he has been to your tasting room and that it's just a beautiful location and facility. He was saying, he's like, man, you got to get up there. It's such a nice spot.
Great. Thank you. Yeah. He's been a couple times, throughout the whole process. So it's been, great. Good to see that he can, we finally came to an end point at least. Product.
Can your tasting room accommodate, does it have meeting space or do you host events there? Can you do any of that? I don't know the rules with these liquor licenses and tasting rooms, but I'm just curious if a group...
Well, our one rule is that we have to be closed by 8 o'clock and that you can only have 3 ounces of spirits. But yeah, we did host a little tasting event for an office, a dental office. Last month, and they came and they brought food and just kind of rented out the facility for a couple hours.
Yeah, that's been a hot topic recently, hasn't it? Been about how many ounces you can have at a tasting room? Did I see something in the paper about that?
Yes, definitely. And it's not necessarily how much you can have; it's how it can be served. So at this point, we're still in negotiations with the ABC board on whether or not we can make cocktails with mixers that we produce or make cocktails with other non-alcoholic beverages like Coca-Cola or something. So we're hoping to resolve that issue soon. The one issue was mixing our alcohol with other people's alcohol, like making a White Russian adding Kahlua that you didn't produce.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens. But yeah, that's the 3 ounce rule is not changing.
Okay. So if someone wanted to consider maybe a holiday party at Arctic Harvest Distillery this coming winter, how many people can the tasting room accommodate?
I would say a good 20 people would probably be a good number. We do have a large area, but it's a production floor.
Sure.
Where the floor malting takes up a lot of space in our building, and I can't walk on the green.
That's right. That's right. So Kelly, talk to me about the future. If you could put on a pair of glasses and look 5 years down the road from now, what are your plans, or how big do you guys want to get? What other products do you want to produce, et cetera?
Yeah, so we definitely like to grow and work at Arctic Harvest full time. Right now, it's just an evening and weekend job for my husband and my father and me as well. So we'd like to grow and maybe be producing more so that we can have more spirits. We'd like to look into making a gin and vodka, maybe some flavored vodkas. An idea that we have is to source local ingredients from the farmers on Allison Farm Road, looking into like a peony flavor or doing something with our local farmers, berries and things like that. We really like the idea of agritourism, so getting people out here to experience the farm, you know, see the farming in production, and then enjoy the area with ski trails and horseback riding and maybe a small driving range of some sort. But it's beautiful on the farm, and people don't always know the Allison Farm exists out here, and when they drive down the road, it's like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is a whole new world down this road. So bird viewing and northern lights and things like that. Another idea is possibly starting a malt house and getting this malted grain, Alaskan-grown grain, into the hands of the local breweries.
Yeah.
At this point, our malting production is completely consumed by our spirit production. But if we were to expand, I think that would be really nice for the local breweries.
Absolutely. And I've heard that that's one of the primary limiting factors in the use of local grains is the malting, right?
Yeah, and the variety, a six-row grain is usually grown here in Alaska, but we got our hands on a couple two-row barley varieties that we grew this summer, and we hope to kind of experiment with a little bit this fall and winter.
Well, that's exciting. I'm sure there'll be a lot of interest in to hear the results of that.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Well, and I love your ideas about agritourism and capitalizing on the unique view and the landscape that you guys have there, because you're right. And people do want to experience that. And with the tasting room and the spirits, you have something to offer that they can't really get anywhere else. So I look forward to hearing more about that and coming up to visit. You know, winter is not my favorite time of year to come north, but now it sounds like you've got a better reason. And I'm one of those bad Alaskans who has yet to take my kids to North Pole. So maybe I'll have to schedule something this winter.
Well, Santa Claus house is under construction, so wait until they are up and running, I guess.
That is good information. Thank you for letting me know that.
They added on, I mean, Santa is expanding his house a lot.
That's great. Oh man, I'll have to watch for that. So what else can you tell us, Kelly? Talk to us a little bit about the Alaska Grown certification. Are you guys certified Alaska Grown through the State Division of Agriculture?
We are. Yeah, we have the Alaskan Grown certification, and then we also have our Made in Alaska, and the new one is the Golden Heart Grown.
Right.
So we're part of the Golden Heart Grown community as well. And this summer, we participated in the farm tour, or tour of the farms, Fairbanks tour of the farms.
Right.
And that was great. Lots of, so we got our name on the map, on the tour of the farms map, and had just lots of people come out. We gave hay rides and distillery tours and cocktails, and it was just a great experience. So we look forward to doing that every year.
Sounds like a perfect day to me.
Yeah, it was fun.
And then a cocktail. Why not?
Yeah. And we've been doing a few other events. We did a fall migration celebration where we invited people out to view the birds as they were heading south for the winter.
Okay.
The weather didn't cooperate very well that day, but the people still came out in masses, and that was great. We had a food truck. And we also did some hay rides that day, too. And, yeah, just welcome people to the farm to see the birds.
Yeah. Very good. Well, tell us again where we can, tell us your website again, Kelly, and where we can find more information.
We're akgrownspirits.com. And then our Facebook name is Arctic Harvest. It's also AK Grown Spirits is our Facebook. I don't know what you call it. Name?
Yeah.
Handle? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so AK Grown Spirits. And that's kind of our motto. Where we want to use all Alaskan grown products. Use things that we can grow here on the farm.
Yeah, and talk to me about scale a little bit. You mentioned 300 acres that you guys own, and you're sourcing solely from your own farm. Do you envision down the road that you will expand large enough that you have to start buying from neighbors?
Maybe not the grain.
Okay.
We do have a large area to grow grain and all the equipment for that. But things like the botanicals to add to a gin or a flavored vodkas. At this point, we don't have a large garden that we can get from. Like, we are making a rhubarb shine cocktail.
Oh.
So our neighbor right next door has donated, and we traded a spent grain for rhubarb this year, and that was a good
trade.
Good trade.
Yeah.
So we probably will look at our neighbors that are focusing on other things to like the botanicals. And,
yeah. Well, I love the idea of sourcing just solely like from Eielson Road and just showcasing all the different products that are grown out there. And I'm sure, you know, with the expansion of the peony industry in Alaska, I think that, you know, adding a peony flavor to something and a pretty flower to the bottle would probably be a big hit, too.
Something. Yeah, the process of getting new spirits on the line is kind of complicated and something that I haven't quite figured out when it gets into the flavored thing. So that's something that we'll work on this winter.
Just add it to the list, right?
Add it to the list of things to do, yeah. The one other spirit I didn't talk about is a honey-flavored moonshine. So my sister keeps bees, and we've been playing around with adding honey to the moonshine, and that one has really been tasty. So I think that's the first one that I will work on to get out onto the market.
Yeah. That sounds delicious too. Do you do when you're taste testing and trying to decide which way to go? Do you bring in like a tasting panel, or is it just a family decision? How does that part work?
Well, we have been bringing it into our tasting room to let people try it. But yeah, right now it's just family and friends. We've had a lot of people saying they want to be our taste testers.
I was going to say,
put
my name on the list, Kelly. Happy to help.
We're kind of out in the middle of nowhere, so
yeah. Will we see you
here right when we need you?
Yeah. Will we see you guys down at the annual Farm Bureau meeting in Homer, Kelly? Is anyone from the family coming down?
Ooh, so I think my dad usually goes to that.
Yeah.
To babies, and my sister Darcy Edgeberry. I don't know if she's going, but when is that?
It's the first weekend in November, like the 4th and 5th. You'll have to tell them to throw a couple bottles in their luggage, and we'll give them a taste test.
Sure.
Okay.
Sounds great.
All right. Well, Kelly, I really appreciate you being on the show with me this morning on Ag Matters. It's been fun to talk about Arctic Harvest Distillery, and look forward to seeing you guys grow and expand. And thanks so much for your time this morning on the show.
Hey, thank you for having me. It was great talking with you.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
You've been listening to Ag Matters, covering positive agriculture stories from across Alaska, with your host, Amy Pettit, of the Alaska Farmland Trust. Ag Matters is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. For more information about this program, email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.
This is KVRF Sutton and K209 FY Palmer and KGVC Glacier View, broadcasting on 89.5 FM in Sutton, 89.7 FM in Palmer, and 91.5 FM in Glacier View. And you can catch us in the stream at radiofreepalmer.org. Big Cabbage Radio.